This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
There are reports that President Trump might announce plans tomorrow to roll back the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also called DACA. DACA protects undocumented immigrants brought into the country as children. Now, the president could change his mind on this one, but news outlets are reporting the plan would give Congress 6 months to come up with an alternative. Corporate leaders have come to the defense of DACA. Hundreds of CEOs, from Apple's Tim Cook to Amazon's Jeff Bezos, signed on to a letter urging Trump and Congress to preserve the program. But that didn't work for, you know, the Paris Climate Agreement. So why do it? Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Longtime DACA proponents are glad to see companies weigh in. Jorge Mario Cabrera is with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. It's processed more than 10,000 DACA applications over the past 5 years. He would hope that to a businessman like President Trump, a pro-DACA message from CEOs would mean something.
Heed their warning that ending DACA would be disastrous, not only for specific businesses, but for the economy in general.
More than 700,000 DACA recipients are believed to hold jobs in the U.S. 72% of the top 25 Fortune 500 companies have DACA employees on the payroll. But marketing professor Daniel Korshan at Drexel University says that's not the only way the debate touches companies' bottom lines.
They're also concerned with the behaviors and the reactions of consumers and their own employee base. Are they going to face a boycott if they don't say something about this?
The DACA letter is part of a flurry of political activity by companies since the inauguration, whether pushing to keep the U.S. on track with climate change or condemning Trump's statements after Charlottesville. Americus Reed is a marketing professor at the Wharton School. He says past pressure from business leaders hasn't changed Trump's mind.
But I think it's important for them to feel like when history is written, we're on the record being on the right side of that history.
Even if Trump decides to repeal DACA, business advocacy could mean something to Congress and how strongly it acts to save the program. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.